As we all know, protocol so important at the professional level. It's important in all of our lives right now. Now, to relate this directly to the youth soccer community is from U.S. Soccer, Dr. George Chiampas. He joins us now. Dr. Chiampas, thank you very much for coming on the show. Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Good to be with you.
Yeah, first thing I'd ask you, how are you and your family doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. It's been, obviously, for everyone, a challenging 4 months, some ups and downs, but overall, we're hanging in there just like everyone else.
So just to lighten it up a little bit, I'm sure when you tell somebody to wash your hands in your house, it gets done, right?
Yeah, I think my kids are kind of getting sick and tired of, you know, the same thing. But, you know, I kind of give a little bit of perspective every time I come home from one of my ER shifts.
All right, so let's get into, you know, obviously we're in a big youth soccer community here all over the country. Athletes coming back, going to the fields based on local phases. Talk about the phases now that you really want to get into tonight when it comes to the return of youth soccer players.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, Glenn, I think it's really important that, you know, everyone understands across the country that different areas are going to be in different phases, and be comfortable with that, understanding that, you know, the virus is going to have its ups and downs, and obviously we're seeing that. But the phases are built with that in mind, and the phases have a purpose not only for COVID and creating environments that if someone were to get infected or exposed, that you can really isolate and track, and so it doesn't, you know, shut down a whole club or an organization, but also builds in injury prevention, loads and endurance so that kids can develop with the appropriate amount of time, acclimate with the heat and humidity of the summer, and be able to progress through these phases. And if your environment is controlling COVID, then the hope is that we can get to phase three, which is, you know, competition, so that our kids can develop and continue to have fun in the game of soccer.
Dr. George Chiampas, U.S. Soccer, joining us here tonight. Look, what you've seen with professional protocol with the professional teams, Premier League, La Liga, obviously the Bundesliga coming back first. What are your thoughts on it overall?
I think it's been probably better than I think all of us in the soccer and sports, you know, world have expected. And on the medical side, you know, we're going to learn a lot, and we're going to learn, you know, where things, you know, kind of fall apart and where we're exposed. And I think thus far in the, you know, with Bundesliga, Premier League, and other leagues, and then even here with NWSL, we're going to learn is, you know, in just playing the game, and if everyone is really being strict and compliant on all the mitigation strategies that you can with COVID, we can really, you know, decrease the risk substantially. And then those that don't, you know, follow the mitigation strategies, are not compliant, you know, go out in public when they shouldn't, that's where we're seeing some of the issues in regards to COVID and being able to get back to sport.
So at the end of the day, this comes down to human behavior also. I mean, you can have the best protocol in line set up just like the Bundesliga, but if players and staff don't follow it, it can all go south.
Without question. And that's in sports, that's in life. You know, the fundamentals, what's interesting is what we're seeing in the professional game and our expectations in the youth game and college and high school, there's really no different. Now I'm working on the professional side. I'm working with FIFA, and really our guidelines on the youth side, other than the amount of testing that's taking place, is really no different. And that's something that's important for our kids to understand, so that when they're watching their heroes in soccer, you know, whether it be in Europe, whether it be here in the United States, on the men's or the women's side, that they're able to see that they're following the same guidelines that we're expecting of them to be able to get back to playing.
All right, take me into training and take me a little bit more into equipment and then some of your nutritional tips as well, and I'll just give you an open platform here.
Sounds good. So phase zero is, you know, no training, stay in shelter. Phase one is expected to be about a 4 to 6 week duration amount of time. Phase one is small team training. It's max 9 players, one coach. You can use half a field, so you can have essentially one team, but and being on a single large soccer field. In those 4 to 6 weeks in phase one, which is the small group trainings, we're trying to maintain social distancing. The goal of that is to really build good habits around hygiene. So if you can imagine, what we want are our youth players from home working with their parents to go through a screening, making sure that, you know, no one is sick, they're asymptomatic, and then they can go ahead and proceed to go to training. You know, carpools, we've given guidance on carpools and even gone into that depth. But they should arrive to training with their soccer cleats and their boots on, really, really kind of minimizing any standing around and then getting into a 60-minute session in phase one. Phase two, which we've just released, is a 3 to 5 week period of time. The goal of phase two is really to start preparing us for competition. So we're going to see increased amount of loads. We're going to allow, you know, allow 5v5, 6v6 to really kind of replicate the intensity of match play. That's going to be full team training. So now we've taken the two small groups and brought them together. And again, the duration of time is allowing for acclimatization for heat and hydration, building loads appropriately and injury prevention strategies, so that when we get into, you know, full competition, which is phase three, we've really had now at minimum a 7-week progression for our kids to build good habits in hygiene and COVID, to build the endurance and strength that is needed in injury prevention, as well as acclimate to the heat and humidity so that we can get back to play as safe as possible.
Dr. Chiampas, I think the other thing I'd like to say is just, you know, we have so much admiration for people like yourself who are going into situations and obviously at risk, nurses, doctors, amongst many, many others. So I think one thing we want to say is thank you very much for that as well.
I appreciate it, Glenn. I really do. And I think, you know, all the healthcare workers across the country, you know, I think that's, They're very selfless individuals, frontline workers. But, you know, as everything is going on in this country, we really, you know, do service the public. And I think that, you know, even in the game of soccer, and what we try to do is really create a platform that resonates not only for our players, but our coaches, our parents, our referees. U.S. Soccer has a platform called Recognize to Recover, which really is a great resource for all of our stakeholders. And it has heat guidelines, especially for, you know, for you folks down in Houston, a CPR video that is specific to the game of soccer, concussion videos, and nutrition and hydration guides. The purpose of that is, as a national governing body, we want to be a single great resource for our game across the United States. But I appreciate that comment, and, you know, we'll continue to work hard, and hopefully we can see the light at the end of this COVID tunnel.
Dr. Chiampas, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and continued success with the U.S. Soccer Play-On Initiative. We thank you so much for coming on the program tonight and bringing some good wisdom around COVID-19 and youth soccer.
Thanks, Glenn, a lot. And to the listeners, be safe.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Chiampas. So great stuff from him there, and nothing like getting it from experts. Good stuff there.